This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فاشرف بالاشتغال بالعلم ولا تبغي به ما عشت يا ذا بدلا ويا له من شرف عظيم.
يعني تهم كافة فئات المجتمع، المثقفين، رجال، نساء، حتى الأطفال. Brothers and sisters, the brother Abu Taymiyyah will talk about the social media, which is a problem, especially in Ramadan. In Ramadan, everybody, men, women, even children, use these things. And it is an instrument, a big instrument, to distract the Muslim from doing the ibadah in Ramadan. Jazallah khair. Ustaz Abu Taymiyyah will talk about this argument. Jazakallah.
Alhamdulillah, الذي جعل الدين مراتب ودرجات وصير للعلم به وصولا ومهمات. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله حقا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صدقا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his names and attributes to make this Ramadan, which we all get the best and the maximum reward, and to not make us from those who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about when he said, رُبَّ صَاهِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ لَلْجُعْبُ وَالْعَطَشِ. Perhaps a person, he might fast and he gets nothing out of the fasting except hunger and thirst. There's another hadith that was narrated by Ibn Majah rahimahullah ta'ala, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam made dua against an individual. Who was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam? Kana Sayyidul Malaika. He was the lead and the best of the Malaika. Why? Because the Quran came down upon him. And you have the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who was Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, who was the leader of the and the best of the Anbiya, the Prophets and the Messengers. Why was he the best? Also because the Qur'an came down upon him. كَانَ خَيْرُ النَّاسِ. And he was the خَيْرُ الْمَلَائِكَ Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. The best of them is making dua, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of the creation, is saying Ameen. Allahumma istajib. Asking Allah azza wa jal to accept this dua. And we know the Prophet was the most merciful of those of the creation. وَمَا رَسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We never sent you except as a mercy. Someone that was very merciful in the creation. What was his dua? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ عَبْدٍ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ وَلَمْ يَخْفُرْ لَهُ. Wretched, خَابَ وَخَسِرَ. A loss, a failure, is the one who manages to reach the Ramadan. And what happens? He is not forgiven. The scene has been set for us here in this month to be able to do well. The doors of the Jannah have been swung open. The doors of hellfire have been slammed shut. إذا دخل شهر رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبوابنا وسلسلت الشياطين. And the shayateen have been shackled, they've been changed. You find also when the people around you are doing ibadat, it makes that ibadah for us easier. Because the bee and the surroundings helps. This is why some people, they prefer to go abroad and seek knowledge. Because here the scene is not set for that. Ash-shahidu, the point of me mentioning this is, brothers and sisters, the opportunities that we have been given in this month, we might not get this opportunity again. Why do you think the Salaf, and when we say Salaf, we mean Sahaba, the Tabi'in, the Tabi'at Tabi'in, 6 months before the Ramadan, 6 months, not 1 week, not a couple of days, they would ask Allah as a make dua, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, allow us to reach the month of Ramadan. Because they knew once they reached the month of Ramadan, the blessings, the virtues, what they could get out of this month.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us about salat. This hadith is very powerful. And we know that the salawat, between each salat, is only a small period of time, right? إِذَا صَلَّ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيُصَلِّ صَلَاةً مُوَدِّعٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, if any of you prays, then let him pray a farewell prayer. Make it your last prayer, try to perfect it. Try and perform the ibadah as best as you can, because you might not reach the next salat. Between Maghrib and Isha is maybe an hour or two. If we're being told now to pray the farewell prayer, imagine now another ibadah, when between each one is like the length of a year. We are now being told that there's no guarantee we're going to be what? Be able to reach the next prayer. So pray this prayer the best prayer you can. And then you have the Ramadan. Between the next Ramadan is another year. So don't you think that's foremost, awla, that we tried so hard in this month to try and get the best out of Ramadan and perform it as best as we can? Because guys, when Muhammad fasts and when Jama' also fasts, their reward is not always the same. Laysu sawa'a. The hadith that we mentioned, رُبَّ صَوَمْ لَيْسَ مِنَ سِمِنَ الْجُوعِ الْعَطَشِ. We've been told about salat, a greater ibadah. إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَصَرِي فَمِنَ صَلَاتِ فَمَا كُتِبْ لَمِنَ صَلَاتِ إِلَّا عُشْرَ أَوْ تِسْعَى وَثُمُنَا إِلَى نِسْفُهَا. When a person leaves the prayer, he has only received maybe 10% of the reward, or 20%, or 30%, depending on his khushu', if his mind is present, if he's doing the ibadah properly, is he applying all the sunnah? Then you have the issue of hajj. These are all pillars of Islam. Prophet told us, من حج ولم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. Whoever performs hajj and he doesn't fall into any obscenity or fisk, transgression, he comes back like a newly born baby. But not everybody comes back. Thousands of pounds are spent. You might find a guy who is spending his whole time backbiting while at hajj, or he's arguing with the bus driver. Lack of patience. The person who is trying to seek the reward, and he's doing ibadah after ibadah, benefiting from his time, in all his ibadah, do you think he's the same than the guy who can't control his mouth? Or can't control his eyes? Or can't control his ears as well? So brothers and sisters, we're here to speak about the issue of social media, which is a balwa. Which is a balwa, brothers. It's a trial that has come down on our people today. If it is not used in its correct way. This is why I said if. Taqeed, restricted. If it is not used in its correct way. Because brothers and sisters, you find that we have a cup. That cup that we all know of, could either be haram or it could either be halal, depending on what's inside it. Alayhis kadhalik? If I have that cup now and I have milk in there, can anybody say that cup is, you know, being used for haram? Of course not. Because milk is halal. And likewise, when it's now being used for khamar. I could say that cup is now being used for haram. So, something haram that's being taken place, or that's taking place. And this is how social media is as well. For somebody to come out and say we shouldn't use social media, and this person might be living in cuckoo land, or is disconnected from the reality of what we're currently living in. Rather than as means that we have today, these wasail that can either be used for good or used for bad. But wallahi, find وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا. The evils that come with these things are more than the benefits with most people. And I'll give you many examples. Today you find, guys, that these wasail, these phones, has yani come close to destroying our ibadat. Because we know that in order for ibadah to be accepted, there's three conditions. First, we have to be Muslim. Al-Islam, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَنْ يُخْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Allah tells in the Quran, whoever desires other than religion of Islam, nothing will be accepted from him. The second one is ikhlas, sincerity. Every ibadah that you do, if sincerity is missing from it, then we are wasting our time. Third one has to be in accordance with where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Shahid ibn al-Kalam, point why I mention this is, what is this relation to social media? Wallahi, brothers and sisters, today, these phones that we have, Facebook and WhatsApp and Twitter and Instagram, some people call it fitnagram. Facebook, they've started calling it fiskbook. I remember a sheikh in Yemen, he used to call Facebook fiskbook. Fisk means transgression. Ala kullin. Ash-shahidu, every ibadah that we do, we ask someone to take a picture of it. And then we send it through these means, through Facebook and all these other different, you know, means of social media, and it reaches Allah, inshaAllah. He's praying. Shaykh Abdul Razak al-Badr, some of you might know him, from the teachers of the Haram, just recently, just before I left, he was talking about the issue of sincerity and ikhlas, because he was asked something related to it. And he was mentioning that these wasail have made al-riya, showing off, so much easier for the people. And showing off, what does it do? It destroys your actions. You'll come on Yawm al-Qiyamah and your actions, haba'an mathura. Because you weren't sincere. And we mentioned before, sincerity is a pillar from the three pillars of your actions being accepted. And some people are not even doing ibadah. It is solely for someone else to see. So he mentions some examples that he saw himself. He's a chef, teacher at the Prophet's Masjid. He has hundreds of students. Where a man came into the masjid and he's not even praying. He sat down in the tashahud position. The tashahud position. Someone went and stood there, took a picture. Comes on the other side, someone takes a picture. And then he gets sent on social media. The chef said, I went to the Prophet and I tried to advise him. Not even an ibadah. Why did this person now go into that position? It was none other except to show off to the people. For other people to see that this person is doing ibadah. Of course, sometimes we find ourselves in a situation, a person, he says, you're showing off. We say to him, how do you know? I was praying, I was trying. He doesn't know 100%. But this person who went into the masjid, he only went into the tashahud position for what? Just so someone could. And as soon as he was finished, he stood up and he left. Tashahud position only takes place when? In the salat. Did this person perform a rak'ah? Did he start his salawat, go into the ruku', then went into the sujood, and he came back, went sujood again, and then he went into tashahud? La, he just sat down only for the tashahud. So how is that even? Or how can we even think it's ibadah? Wallahi, brothers and sisters, I sat in front of the Kaaba. Sometimes, because I live in Medina, I go to the Kaaba, maybe to perform Umrah. And one of the things that I find a lot of contention in and tranquility is by sitting in front of the Kaaba. Sitting there for hours in the night. So, how many people do I see coming, standing in front of the Kaaba and doing this? As soon as the camera moves, they're gone. Even Shaykh Sulaiman Rahil, another teacher in the Haram, there's a very famous video, very small, it's like 1 minute or 2 minutes long, that went viral. A lot of people listened to it and saw it on social media. And then everyone starts laughing. Goes, when you go to Indonesia, you have a picture. A guy doing this. He goes, kadhab, he's a liar. He only done that for the camera. And he only took that picture in order for the people in Indonesia to say that, mashallah, this brother is doing ibadat. I felt like, brother and sister, this issue now of ikhlas and its relation to sincerity was the first thing I should start with due to its importance. Because wallahi, guys, if we don't have sincerity and we always ask ourselves in every step that we take, every move that we make, and we won't actualize true sincerity except through this. Why are we doing this? Did I really do this for Allah? Then we haven't actualized sincerity. And all of us, we fall guilty of this sometimes. Shaitan is always whispering in a person's ear. One of my teachers, Shaykh Sulaiman Rahil, the same person I just mentioned now, while I was studying with him, Usul al-Fiqh, at the end of the lesson, you know what he said, guys? He said, me sitting on this chair, I'm striving so much against myself just to remain sincere. If this is one of those who we see on the face of this earth today to be from the most righteous, نَحْسِبُ كَذَلِكُ وَاللَّهُ حَسِيبُ وَمَنْ يَأْمُنُ بَعْدَكَ يَا شَيْخ سُلَيْمَانَ. Who's safe from, you know, falling into riyah after the Shaykh? Don't you think? Because we are less, you know, we have less piety, we are less in every sense. To be more fearful and scared in falling into this. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَى أُمَّتِي الشِّرْكُ الْأَصْغَرُ. That which I fear for my ummah the most is the minor shirk. Who is he speaking to? Those who are in front of him, Abu Bakr, Umar, and the rest of the companions. The rest of the companions sitting in front of him and he's saying, أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَى أُمَّتِي الشِّرْكُ الْأَصْغَرُ. The minor shirk. So he was asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is minor shirk? Said Ar-Riya, showing off. Brothers and sisters, the last thing we want is to come on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. And the prayer of 2017, and the fast of 2009, and the other ibadah, the reason why we read Quran in 2013 is all haba'ah, scattered particles. We get nothing. Because this small aspect of the heart wasn't there. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِنِيَاتِ. The smallest of our children have memorized this hadith. أَيْ لَا يُقْبَلُ أَيُّ عَمْلِ إِلَّا بِنِيَةٍ. No action is accepted except with the correct intention. Some of the scholars, they mentioned that this hadith should be mentioned at every single time you're authoring a book. وَخَالُوا أَنَّهُ يَدْخُلُ فِي كُلِّ أَبْوَابِ الْفِقْهِ. This hadith, he enters into every chapter of al-fiqh, like talaq, wudu, salat, every ibadah that we do. If the intention is not present, we are wasting our time. The Salaf brothers and sisters, Sahaba, the Tabi'in, the Tabi'at Tabi'in, and the scholars who came after them, they used to take this issue very, very seriously, the issue of sincerity. You have Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, ما عالجت شيئا أشد عليه من نيتي لأنها تتقلب عليه. I haven't tried to cure something so much that was so difficult upon me than my intention. Why? Because it keeps changing. Keeps changing. Sulaiman al-Hashimi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, رُبَّمَا أُحَدِّثُ بِحَدِيثٍ وَعِنْدِي نِيَّةٍ. I might narrate a hadith. Let's just say we have a hadith, 6 lines. When I'm narrating the hadith, I have an intention. ثُمَّ آتِي إِلَى بَعْضِ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. Then I come to some parts of the hadith, and my niyyah changes. وَرُبَّ حَدِيثٍ وَاحِدٍ يَحْتَاجُ إِلَى نِيَّاتٍ وَحَدِيثٍ وَاحِدٍ عَفْوٌ يَحْتَاجُ إِلَى نِيَّاتٍ. So one hadith, it requires multiple intentions. Maybe he's reciting the hadith, and then so many students come. And when there's so many students present, he tries to up his game in order to impress them. So he said one hadith, when I reach line number one, I might be sincere. Then I reach line number four, and then my intention begins to change. So one hadith, just one hadith, it requires you to, you know, change your intentions all the time. To renew it, to make it better. Also Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, one time the issue of ikhlas or sikh, sincerity and truthfulness was mentioned to him. So he said, بِهَذَا ارْتَفَعَ الْقَوْمِ. And through this, the people of knowledge, they were raised. And another sheikh from the Haram, he mentions a very powerful statement, فَإِنَّ الْمَرْأَ يَنَالُ الْعِلْمِ قَدْرِ إِخْلَاصِهِ. A person, he will attain knowledge in accordance with ikhlas. So one of the means of you getting a lot of knowledge is by being sincere. It was difficult for them. So guys, brothers and sisters, don't you think that we are over that? We should be worrying about this more and more and more. And thinking about our hearts all the time. Trying to rectify it. Trying to better it. Instead of spending hours and hours in our outer appearance. Some of our brothers, may Allah bless them, they might spend half of the day in the gym. He's so big and strong, muscly guy. He can go as far as bending the bar in the middle. That's how strong he is. Outer appearance. What if we just spend a bit of that time trying to rectify our hearts? We rectify this heart, brothers, everything else becomes rectified. أَلَا وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةٌ إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. If that becomes rectified, everything else becomes rectified. That becomes corrupt. Everything else becomes corrupt. Al-Shaykh, he was asked, how was the Salaf, three golden generations, when it came to the Quran? You know what he said? How you are today with your phone. How you are today with your phone? This is how the Salaf were. How we become addicted. Like every 10 seconds. And the more a person becomes busy, or people start to know him, the more people message him. So you might find that Shaykh will become more addicted to his phone because there are so many people contacting him all the time. And it's a problem. Shaykh Sulaiman Ruhaili, one time he said in a video, they heard from him, he said, أعجبه. He became astonished with what this old lady done. This old lady said, anybody who wants to enter into my home, let him leave his phone at the door. In that basket there near the door. All her kids, she hasn't seen them for a week. They come into the home, everyone's on their phone. Today, brothers and sisters, you have to, when you see two people together, you have to give salam to four people or four things. That person, his phone, that person, his phone. Because everyone's like this. People have become so unsociable. He's like this, as if they're in two different rooms. Another brother that I know, who has an uncle, he mentioned that his father, every time he wants to get the attention of his kids, you know what he does? He goes to the router and switches up the Wi-Fi. Calls over, everybody comes down. And he doesn't give them, you know, permanent internet on their phone. Because once they have internet, there's a problem, right? So the only time they have it, they're in the house. He wants their attention because everybody, you know, switches off the router, everybody comes. Whenever he feels right, he switches on for them again. The shahid is like, the minds have become so distracted. La hiya taqulubuhum wa asarun najwa. The hearts have become so distracted. Also, Shaykh Sulaiman, one time he mentioned that using social media could become haram. It could become haram if it now starts busying you from the wajibat. You using your phone now, it's affecting your salawat. It's affecting when you should be in ibadat. When it should be you that, you know, busying yourself with what Allah Azza wa Jalla told you. In this sense, it could become haram. Something that is mubah, it is affecting you, it could become haram. For brothers and sisters, this was a month in which the Quran came down. The Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran came down. So that shows you the special relationship he has with the Quran. Likewise, you have Ibn Abbas, رضي الله تعالى عنه. He mentioned, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was from the most generous of people in this month. No, sorry, just generally was a very generous person. وَكَانَ أَجْوَدُ مَا يُكُونُ حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلُ. And he would become more generous when Jibreel used to come to him. فَيُدَارِسُ الْقُرْآنِ. He would teach him the Qur'an. وَكَانَ أَجْوَدُ مَا يُكُونُ مَرِيحٍ مُرْسَلًا. He would be quicker to give صَدَقَ than a blowing wind. When the wind comes fast, does it come crawling? It comes in a whoosh, very quickly. That's how the Prophet was. So quick to give sadaqah. So what we derive from this narration is sadaqah and Quran. This was from the things that were special to the month of Ramadan. And even though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so poor, anyone who does ta'ammun of his life would find that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there would be times where he wakes up in the morning, as it came in Hadith Aisha. دخل عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال هل عندكم شيء. He woke up one day, he entered upon us. He said, is there anything in the house? Do you have anything? They said, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala عنها, she said, لا. The Prophet replied back and he said, فإني إذا صائم. If that's the case, I'm going to be fasting. Also, one time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left the house. What happened? He ended up meeting Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha as he was walking out. He said to Abu Bakr, ما أخرجك? What is the reason why you left? He said, ما أخرجني إلا الجوع. The only reason why I left was because of hunger. It's none other than that. So the Prophet said, فإني أنا أيضا ما أخرجني إلا الجوع. That which took me out of was nothing other than الجوع. Because of hunger. So the point is, am I trying to encourage everyone here to be like the Prophet ﷺ and be poor? What I'm trying to say is, even though he was so poor, he would engage in these ibadat. He would be quick to give a sadaqah. He would try to be as generous as possible. You know, brothers and sisters, as a muqabil, as an alternative when it comes to these social media, one thing I can advise with, and that will really help. Sometimes, if you do want to, you know, bring your attention to something, to delete your WhatsApp. It's a suggestion. No one's enforcing anything. For the time being, because of how it distracts a person. Every message that you receive, it rings a bell when you look at your phone. There's also ways to switch up the notifications, so that you don't receive or you don't see the messages that are being sent to you. And to really benefit from this month, brothers and sisters, by reading the Quran. And inshallah, what I'm going to do now, I'm going to read how some of the Salaf, they were when it came to the Quran. Some of you are going to be blown away by it. And think, how? And guys, it's possible. Aswad ibn Yazid. Al-Aswadu ibn Yazid. Who was the Aswad ibn Yazid? He was from the Tabi'in. Those who men who met Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Those who met Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. They say his eyes became affected. He lost his eye because of being sawama, of someone who used to excessively fast. وَكَانَ قَوَامٌ أَيْضًا. He was someone who was, you know, used to pray a lot as well in the night. كَانَ يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَتَيْنِ فِي رَمَضَانَ. كَانَ يَخْتِمُ الْقُرْآنَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَتَيْنِ مِنْ رَمَضَانَ. He used to finish reading the whole Quran every two nights. Every two nights. There's 24 hours in a day. They say that if a person just reads four pages from these Saudi prints that we have, 4 pages, after every salat, how many prayers do we have? 5. What's 5 times 4? Huh? See how good you are at us. Huh? 25? Huh? 28? Someone said 28. There's ikhtilaf in the masjid. Huh? Sorry? 20, mashallah. Abu Musab's a teacher, was right. You kids, why are you not sitting there? You're old, got back problem? What have you not coming out? No, come. Sit here. All of you now, stand up and sit here. You have a back problem? Huh? You've reached 70 years old? You have to lean on the back? I'm going to ask you a question now. How far, pay attention here, close attention to the wedding, how far was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam sitting from the Prophet when he came to him?
Pressure
is on. Huh? Now you're on camera, you're going to be all over YouTube. You're going to become very famous now. If you answer, if you don't answer, you get it wrong, khalas. Everyone's going to remember your face. Huh? How far was Jibreel sitting from the Prophet ﷺ? Huh? The brother. No one after him. Huh? Yes, you.
Near.
Huh? Near him. Exactly. How near was he? How near? Very near. What does very near mean? Give me an example. Huh?
5 inches.
5 inches. Was the 5 inches mentioned in the hadith? It was calculated? Huh? Sorry? The knees were stuck to each other. فَأَسْمَدَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ إِلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ. That's how close he was sitting. It was a trick question, by the way. The reason why I was mentioning this is so that people understand they were very close to the person who was given the knowledge. So for you to say all the way at the back doesn't make sense, right? What was the last thing I mentioned? See, that's what happened when you sat at the back.
It was 4x5.
Sorry?
It was 4x5.
4x5. No. Yeah. 4x5. What's 4 times 5? 20, right? Okay. How many ajza in the Quran? 30. Right? So, we have 30 days of the month of Ramadan. Let's just say 15 is gone. How can we at least try to finish the Quran once? We've got another 15 days remaining. So reading 4 after every salat, a person will end up finishing the Quran in 30 days. But now we have to up our game. We have to get better, we have to, you know, move into gear 5. Gear 1, you know, I was at the beginning of Ramadan. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be like that. كان النساء إذا دخل العشر الأواخر شد مئزره وحيا ليله وأيقظ أهله. He would tighten his lungi. In Arabic they call it izar. Then in Somali people here it's called ma'wis. You know Somali people in Preston? على كل So you read 8 pages, which takes around maybe, brothers and sisters, no more than 15 minutes, or even less. Most people they take to finish a juz, reading a juz in 15 minutes. Like the tulab al-ilm, the students of knowledge. Maybe 30 minutes for an average person. Person reads 8 pages, after every salah you can still finish the Quran. But inshallah, because, you know, the salaf were so great, we're going to try and at least, you know, become like them. The remainder of the Ramadan and finish it a few times. Aswad ibn Yazid, the one who met Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, every two nights, he would finish the Quran once. Ibrahim al-Nakha'i, يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْهُمْ. Ibrahim al-Nakha'i, in the last 10 days, every two nights he would finish the Quran once. So how many times would he finish in the last 10 nights? Huh? 5 times, good. 5 times in the last 10. And in the first 20, he would do it every 3 nights. So what's 3 times 20 divided by 20? Decimals, right? There's a remainder. Takhriban. Huh? 6 point something. 6 point something. So at least 6 times he would finish it. Imam Zuhri, also from the Tabi'een, said, إِذَا دَخَلَ رَمَضَانُ قَالَ فَإِنَّمَا وَتِلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ وَإِطْعَامُ الطَّعَامُ. When the month of Ramadan came, he would say that it is the time of just reading the Qur'an and feeding the masakin. Who else used to do that? There was a narration I mentioned. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, good. He would become so generous, even more generous when Jibreel came to him. And then Ramadan more. She was wearing bangles or whatever. And he ended up forgetting knowledge because of him looking at her feet. Imagine now how the social media, everybody is coming and they're revealing. Everything become likes, 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 likes. Because we know, not all sisters before the sisters become upset. Many sisters today, they live on what? Attention. Sometimes, if you look into this closely, why some of these non-Muslim ladies, they cheat on their husbands or their boyfriends? You know what the main reason is? Because the guy is not giving her attention. The guy, again, those who want to get married, listen up properly. If you want to keep your wife, you got to give her attention. Because he's not giving her attention, what happens? He goes and cheats. She goes. Someone else gives her attention, becomes more attached to him, so she cheats on him. And this is what the trend has become today on social media. A sister comes out and she puts a picture of herself on social media. The more likes she gets, huh? The more better she feels. She craves it. Wallahi, I was told by my own cousin. He knew the sister that was an iqab, he talked about face, covered, you know, let's call this, that. Obviously, when you put a picture like that, nobody knows how you look like, right? So you're bound not to get many likes. Slowly, slowly, you know, a garment starts coming off. It's only the hijab now. Still wearing a abaya. Now, but the likes have increased. Because now she looks, you know, the way she looks. She wants more attention. Her abaya ends up coming off. So now she's wearing very tight clothes, and you know, as the Prophet ﷺ, he told us, لا يدخل الجنة الكاسيات العاريات مائلات المميلات. The type of woman that won't enter into a jinn is the woman that is clothed and naked at the same time. How could she be clothed and naked at the same time? Her clothes are so tight that you can see the shape of her body. So now still, you know, she's not as, you know, dressed as before. More likes start coming on. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, until the hijab came off, started wearing very revealing clothes. And you know what someone done? Someone who's really good at Photoshop. He took her head and he stuck it on a naked lady's the naked body of a lady. And this picture was going around. My cousin, he phones this sister and he says, what's going on to you? You used to be wearing abaya, used to be this, so on and so forth. She says, wallahi, it wasn't me, someone took my picture, I was never ever, you know, naked on social media, so on and so forth. This is some of the dharar, the harm that could come with it, especially to our sisters. And he's speaking to the mother, trying to advise, and the girl's heartbroken. And also another point that is very important is, to our sisters, you might die today, you might die, and some of your pictures are out there. And your sin is going to carry on till Qiyam al-Sa'ah. You know how when you go to guidance and you teach someone a, you know, good aspect of the religion, you get the reward of everyone that acts upon it, right? مَنْ دَعَى إِلَى الْهُدَى كَانَ لَوْ أَجْرَ مِثْلَ مَنْ تَبِعَ لَا يَنْقُصُ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أُجُورِهِ شَيْئًا. Whoever calls the guidance, he gets the reward of everyone that acts upon that hadith. So if 30 people go away today, and they take in a hadith that I've mentioned, he tells his family members, and then they go and tell, that carries on till Qiyam al-Sa'ah. And likewise, the flip side of it. مَنْ دَعَى إِلَى الضَّلَالَةِ كَانَ لَهُ إِثْمَ مَنْ تَبِعَ لَا يَنْقُصُ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَثَامِهِمْ شَيْئًا. Whoever calls to misguidance, for him is the sin of everyone that follows him up on the misguidance. And he won't take anything away from the evil, on the sin. So that picture, everyone that sees it, you die tomorrow, it gets passed around. Everyone that looks at it, you're the one who initially put it out on social media. I've seen sisters say, but why doesn't he lower his gaze? Na'am, he should. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell the believing man to lower his gaze. Tell the believing man to lower his gaze. But why are you being a fitna and exposing yourself and throwing a picture out into the public? Don't you think that's worse? We'll deal with him, but also you. That's very, very important. Also, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that غَضُّ الْبَصَرِ أَصْلُ أَصِيلٍ فِي حِفْظِ الْقَلْبِ. Lowering your gaze is the biggest foundation when it comes to looking after your heart. And Facebook, social media, Instagram, it has a negative effect on one being able to lower his gaze. Constantly going through it, you see things, طيب. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, لَمَا سُئِلَ عَنِ النَّظَرَةِ فَجْعَةً. The first glance, he said, إِصْرَفْ بَصَرَةً. Turn your eyes away. But one eye or one glance leads to another. One glance leads to another. Another glance leads to another. Now he's staring. Prophet ﷺ told us, زِنَ الْعَيْنَيْنِ النَّظَرَ وَزِنَ الْلِسَانَ النُّطْفِ وَزِنَ الْيَدِ الْبَطْشِ وَزِنَ الرِّجْمِ الْمَشِي. The zina of the eyes looking. The zina of the tongue is speaking, chirps and chatting her up. The zina of the hand is, you know, touching her. And the zina of the feet is walking to her. So now a person is looking. A blind man, do you think he's able to become affected by this? How does he get to the stage of, you know, talking and he doesn't have eyes? That's why when a person is blind, he's the most safest. And by just glancing and looking, could be the reason why either it makes or breaks your heart. He said, أَنَّ غَضَّ الْبَصَرِ أَصْرُ أَصِيلٍ فِي حِفْظِ الْقَلْبِ. It's the biggest foundation when it comes to preserving your heart. Why? Because Allah told you, lower your gaze. What's the likelihood that a person now going and committing zina? They say the reason why, the reason why it preserves the heart is because when a person lowers his gaze, then it's far unlikely that he's going to go and fall into zina. And this was given precedence, or it was mentioned before the issue of حفظ الفرج, preserving and safeguarding your private parts. قُلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ غُضْمِ عَلَىٰ وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجُهُمْ. Because if a person safeguards his eyes, he's able to safeguard his private parts. And the blind guy, he can't go and commit zina, can he? Very highly unlikely. He can't even see anything. So the first step that a person falls into zina is because of what? The look. Wallahi, countless examples that I know of. Through Facebook, a imra'a mastura, mutahajjiba. It was the beginning of a destruction. A guy likes her or she likes the guy, a message gets sent. They start speaking. They're already doing what? Zina with the tongue. A picture gets sent, zina with the eyes. And then he goes to her or she goes to him. Then they start, you know, the hand, the region. And then the ultimate great zina takes place. So like, I'm going to go back to the first thing I mentioned. It's like the cup that we have. The cup could be used for what? Either something that's halal, something that's haram. Depending whether there is milk in there, or there being khamar in there. That's why they have a principle in the Surah Al-Fiqh. Al-Hukma ala shayin far'an tasawwurihi. You can't make a hukm on something until you know what's inside it. So you need to know the issue properly. So a shahid, brothers and sisters, don't let this be a month where social media is as a mass destruction. You know, you have your weapons of mass destruction, right? I know when I saw the poster, I didn't actually realize that it says destruction. It's like, what's he talking about? Social media, weapon of mass destruction? They used to say when, you know, America was entering into Iraq, they have weapons of mass destruction. But Allah, it's a mass destruction. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who really benefit from the month of Ramadan. And those who Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam doesn't make dua against, or don't go under the dua of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam against those who waste it. Brothers and sisters, you still have 15 days to go. You still have 15 days to go. Some people are unable to reach the month of Ramadan. Some people passed away. I see with my own eyes in the haram, the Prophet's masjid. Someone just collapsed like that. Just before the month of Ramadan, before I left and I came here. Who in his mind expects that just when Ramadan comes close, they're going to drop dead? And they weren't able to get the best of this opportunity, this great opportunity. I think I mentioned this last year as well, Muhammad Ali. Undoubtedly, the best boxer to walk on the face of this earth. Without any doubt. I don't think anyone's going to disagree here. What happened? A couple of days before the month of Ramadan. We know Imam Bukhari, right? The 6 books of the Hadith, one of them was Ibn Majah, and they say he died on the 22nd day of the month of Ramadan. He wasn't able to complete it. Maybe he missed out on Laylatul Qadr, the night which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, وَمَنْ حُرِمَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرُ كُلُّهُ وَلَا يَحْرَمُ الْخَيْرُ إِلَّا مَحْرُمُ. Whoever's prevented being benefiting from the Laylatul Qadr, he has been prevented of all good. All good you have been prevented of. And the only way that you might be able to get the best out of these last 10 days that are coming up is by preparing now. Getting used to Qiyam. وَصَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا وَمَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا وَمَنْ يَقُمْ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. We want to be from those people, brothers and sisters. You want to get rid of it? Get rid of it. Look how we are, brothers. Look at this example. Sometimes we work, right? We're working for a boss. Someone messages us, we're earning £7, £8 an hour. Some of us a bit more. Someone messages us, we say, Akhi, brother, I'm busy. Talk to me after. This is for £7, £8. £7, £8. And that's in order to please your boss, so he doesn't end up kicking you out. Don't you think we should also do that in this month? When the person being pleased is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has a reward that is absolutely immense that hasn't been told to us, something hidden. You find that Siyam is one of the three ibadat that the reward hasn't been specified to us. One of the rewards that hasn't been specified for us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-siyamu li wa ana ajzi bih. وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا إِلَى سَبْعَ مِيَ الضِّعْفِ إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ. Siyam is for me, and I'm going to reward him. Every other action, you could get between 10 and it being multiplied by 700. Except Siyam. Then the Prophet repeated again, وَالصِّيَامُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Siyam is for me, and it's specifically, and I'm going to reward him. The reward has been unspecified to show you how immense it could be. How immense it could be. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us from what we heard and to make us from those who get the best and the maximum, optimum reward of the month of Ramadan. Subhanahu wa bihamdik. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I think I took a lot, right? Apologies, inshallah.
جزاكم الله خيرا على حسن الاستماع بارك الله فيكم نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن تكون هذه الموعظة موعظة بليغة لنا جميعا في هذا الشهر الفضيل الشهر الكريم كما نسأله سبحانه وتعالى أن يغفر لنا وأن يرحمنا وأن يوفقنا إلى قيام ما تبقى وقيام ما تبقى من شهر رمضان الفضيل. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the forgiveness in this holy month. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to finish the Psalm of Ramadan and the Qiyam of Ramadan inshaAllah. Dear brothers and sisters, you can take a seat for the iftari. Jazakum Allah khairan wa barakallahu fiikum.